The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 507. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. Well, this past weekend, I attended GalaxyCon, which was here in Columbus, Ohio, downtown at the Convention Center. I got an opportunity to get some press passes, so I went all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I gotta say that it was fun. It was enjoyable. It's always quite a spectacle with GalaxyCon. They bring out a lot of individuals, whether you're talking about famous people or famous TV and movie stars, vendors, independent artists, and a whole host of other people. So it was great. It was an awesome time while I was down there. Of course, I ventured down there with the three geeks, so to hang out with Justin, Max, and Jason was an extra benefit. This episode is going to feature a few of the conversations I had with some of the folks at GalaxyCon. In fact, allow me to run down that list for you. You're going to hear my conversations with a talented writer by the name of Christopher Lorick, the author of Minerva, Heather Veeley, the creator of a comic book called Next Evolution, Nick McPherson, writer for a book called The Grim King Saga, Henri Copan, writer and creator of Yi Su Shin, which was a really cool comic book, Fabrice Sapolsky, the creator of a graphic novel named Hyphen, and then I also spoke to Steve Orlando, a writer for several DC and Marvel comics such as the 2099 series, Wonder Woman, and by the way, no relation that I'm aware of. So, and then things got capped off by a quick conversation with Brian O'Halloran. Of course, you may know him as Dante from Clerks and all the other View Askew productions. So it was cool talking to him. I gotta say, though, there was a couple of other conversations that I had that unfortunately did not turn out. I don't know what the problem was or some technical issue. So I had two others that I really wanted to share with you. But like I said, the audio is totally trash. So unfortunately, did not make the show. It's going to be a little bit of a shorter episode, but still one I think that you're going to enjoy. And so before we get into it, let me go ahead and thank a couple of sponsors that helped to make the PVD Cast the best podcast that it can be. And so I'm going to talk about our new sponsor first, Courtney 614 Online Sales. If you need great deals on women's fashion and health and beauty, then look no further than Courtney 614. You can find her at all those major reselling sites like Whatnot, eBay, Poshmark, etc. All you got to do is simply look for Courtney 614, that's spelled C-O-R-T-N-E-Y 614, or sometimes you may see it as Courtney, same spelling, underscore 614. Nevertheless, you should definitely check out Courtney 614 Online Sales to find out what she's got. I guarantee you'll get a bargain or two if you pick something up from her. And by the way, if you also buy something, or even if you check her out, just please let her know that you heard about her endeavors from yours truly right here on the PVD Cast. Okay, now it's time for the old school, the OG sponsor, if you will, World's Greatest Comics. World's Greatest Comics is located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio, and they have tons of comics from every era, the golden, silver, bronze, and modern eras. They also have graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, various collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. I mean, they got a just absolutely wall-to-wall awesome comic book store. So again, if you want to check them out and you're here in the Central Ohio area, stop on by the store located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. But you can also check them out online. WGComics.com is their web address, and they're pretty active on their Facebook page. Just search for at WG Comics. And I'd like to thank Jeff and all the fine folks throughout the years who have been an awesome sponsor of the PVDcast. I really, truly mean it. And also, Courtney 614 Online Sales, I want to thank her for, of course, being a sponsor as well. So with that, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear me and all of my conversations from GalaxyCon. Folks, we're here at, of course, GalaxyCon in Columbus, Ohio. I'm standing here with Christopher Lorick. Christopher, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
How's the convention treating you?
Pretty good so far.
Excellent, excellent. Now, where are you from?
I'm out of Jellicoe, Tennessee.
Okay, where's that in relation to some of the bigger cities like Chattanooga or...
An hour north of Knoxville.
Okay, okay, all right. I have my in-laws live there, actually, down near, Piketon.
Piketon?
Yeah, Piketon, Tennessee. But anyways, tell us about your book, Minerva, that you have here on the table.
Well, Minerva is the second book in the Brannigan saga. SESG Explorer is where we go out to meet the Camorrigans. It's 40 years in the future. As technology we have today in the military is not anything fantastic that way, except for hyperspace. They discover new technologies, new worlds. They meet the Camorricas, and they start running for their lives.
Okay. I guess I'm going to ask this question, which might seem to some of the viewers to be a dumb one, but what influenced you to write these this trilogy? So is it a trilogy? Okay, I thought you said it was a trilogy. Anyways, what was your inspiration?
Actually, it was the Navy Marine Corps team. I was in the military for 28 years. And I originally wrote SESG Explorer in 2006 when I was deployed to Iraq. But it was all Navy Marines, and I wanted to highlight that team. But I didn't finish it till after I retired, so I had to update it with all the services and with Space Force and all that.
Okay.
So some of my characters got new backgrounds.
Okay. Did you find that to be a big challenge, rewriting?
Actually, not really, because the characters kind of told me who they were while I was writing them, if that makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. All right, we won't keep you here, but run down social media website where folks can find the books.
ChristopherLorick.com.
Okay, there you go. Simple and easy. And with that, thanks, Christopher. Appreciate it. I am standing here with another talented creator here at GalaxyCon, Heather Veely, correct?
Veely, yes.
All right, well, talk to us a little bit about what you have here. It looks like you have an interesting comic called Next Evolution.
Yep, I started the comic last year, and I have three issues now. The basic story is the main character, her name is Skylar. She's going after this corrupt drug company before they mess up another generation because they messed her up when she was just a baby, and she wants to make sure that never happens again.
So it's got kind of a, if I may say, like a morality storyline to it.
Oh yeah, and there's also a lot of action there too. She's very good at hand-to-hand fighting. Sometimes she runs into situations a little prematurely, but she's working right now on gathering some allies and trying to come up with the best way to take these guys down for good.
Do you have a specific inspiration for why you wrote the tale?
I have a couple of influences. The big one is the thalidomide incident back in the 60s, where they were trying to promote this like wonder drug to expecting mothers, but it ended up giving significant birth defects. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens to the people who receive this wonder miracle medicine, is even though they do gain super strength, they also gain mental instability, and they end up causing a lot of destruction.
So where can folks get the book?
You can get them right here at GalaxyCon, or you can message me on social media to let me know you would like to buy a copy, and I will send it right to you.
Okay, let's talk about a couple of these other books that you have here. Now, these I assume are more prose-oriented, correct?
Well, most of it is actually free verse poetry.
That's oh, okay.
A chunk of it is. That's how I started with my independent publishing. But I do have two short story books now. One's called Strange Stories for Ordinary People. And the other one, which came out last month, is called Outdoor Encounters. And they're not really having much of a theme other than they're very wacko, bizarre stories. Think of them like a showcase.
Okay. So where can folks find you online?
You can find me on X, Instagram, and Facebook, all just my name, Heather Veeley.
All right. How's the con treating you, by the way? I forgot to ask.
I'm having a lot of fun people watching and talking to people, yeah.
All right. Well, Heather, thank you very much for sitting down here, or standing here, one of the two, and giving us a few minutes of your time. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your time.
All right, we're here at GalaxyCon once again, talking to some talented creators, talking to Nick McPherson. Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing well. So where are you from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, okay. So you're a Buckeye. Okay. Yeah. All right. I gotcha.
Big game tonight.
Yeah. This place will clear out at like 7. I bet there will be nobody on the floor.
Right. I bet so. You're right.
Anyways, so talk to us a little bit about your books. You have several here, The Search for Runes, The Fortress of Odom, et cetera, et cetera. So Talk to us a little bit about the books.
Sure. So I've got a series here. This is a young adult fantasy adventure series, similar to like Lord of the Rings or Percy Jackson, a kind of fun, clean adventure. It's about three boys. They get teleported to this alternate realm. They're dubbed the saviors of the world. They're like, what are you talking about? You know, I've never even picked up a sword. Where is the electricity, by the way? You know, we're used to modern times. So they kind of stumble their way through this new world, trying to figure out who's who as they're battling the Grim King, who is kind of influencing darkness from his shadow realm.
And you said that's kind of a little more family friendly?
Yeah. It's a clean young adult fantasy adventure. Like Percy Jackson, there's like that kind of fun-loving kind of humor with the characters between each other. It's clean adventure. There's no, gore and, nothing over the top like that.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a fun adventure. And then over here, these are actually some books for some fellow authors, author friends of mine.
Oh, okay.
So we kind of do book swaps to help share each other's work. So these are, it's kind of like a treasure hunt, solve the riddle kind of adventure. This is more in the bloody hack and slash,
okay.
kind of Witcher style violence. And then this is a virtual reality kind of like a Ready Player One, but add aliens.
So. Okay, so these individuals obviously trust you to sell their books and vice versa and whatnot, but where would we be able to find them online?
Yes, everything is online on Amazon. Okay. I believe everything. I know mine are on ebook. I'm pretty sure they're all on ebook as well. I think Jay-Z has a audiobook. I don't think these guys have audiobooks, but Amazon is the place to go for everybody's work if you're looking for it.
Okay, and then McPhersonWrites.com may be another avenue if somebody has questions about where to get the books or anything along those lines?
Yep, McPhersonWrites.com, you'll find my books. I also have a pretty cool kind of interactive map where you can check out the cities and the characters and you kind of explore the world a little bit. So it's a cool place. And I also have a bunch of free short stories. I wake up in the morning and just train of thought, kind of splurt out whatever I can think of.
Okay.
So I got a bunch of short stories on there as well.
And I forgot to ask about social media.
Yeah, at McPhersonWrites, Instagram, Twitter, or X, or whatever it is now, TikTok, and Facebook.
McPherson Writes. I got to be honest, I didn't see this, I didn't look down, but this is pretty killer.
Yeah, it was part of a Kickstarter launch I did, and I kept one because I was like, this is so cool. I have to keep it for me.
All right, cool. Well, Nick, thanks very much for spending some time with us, and we'll let you get back to the show. So. Yeah. Here with another talented individual here at GalaxyCon, Henri Copan.
Yes, you got it.
I got it? All right, yes. So, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Is the convention treating you well?
It's treating me very well. I love coming out to Columbus. Really good vibe, good people. Having a great time out here.
So you're obviously not from these parts?
No, I'm from Chicago, but kind of these parts. I mean, I guess this is considered the Midwest still.
Yeah, it is.
Midwest, it is. East Coast.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about some of your books that you have here. Let's talk about Marks, first of all. A Tale of Survival. You were telling me it's on its, what, third printing?
It's on its third printing. So Marx is actually the story of my grandfather's life. And during World War II, he was a Russian Jewish soldier that fought the Nazis. And it's a standalone story. There are no sequels or prequels to it. And we put together a really stellar creative team for this. I actually hired one of my childhood heroes, J.M. DeMatteis, to be my editor on the book. And we put together another group of artists who have done all kinds of really cool stuff in comics. And, you know, it's been a real stellar hit. My friend over here, he did the cover for Bree Sapolsky, a very talented artist as well. So maybe after you're done talking to me, you can talk to him too.
Okay. All right. So what's some of the other books? Because you said you had several here. So let's highlight a couple others real quick.
You were asking me earlier, is Marx my newest book? Well, actually, it's not. My newest book is Warline, and Warline is right here. And it is about an old vigilante and his daughter going after the tyrant that destroyed their lives and now controls their city. And it's a 3-issue limited series, and every book is double-sized. And it's been doing really well for us. We just completed it this year, so I'm really happy about that. And then my signature series, which I've been working on for going on 17 years now, is Yisun Shin. And Yisun Shin's about a Korean admiral that fought the Japanese in the 1500s. He was outnumbered 10-1, and he never lost a battle. And it's all based on a true story. We have a forward introduction by Stan Lee for our first graphic novel. And this book has gone through multiple print runs and everything. We've sold over 175,000 copies just by coming to conventions and talking to good folks and you know, trying to get them to pick up books. So.
Wow, you got a forward from Stan Lee. That wow. I don't even have words to describe that.
Yeah, I was very lucky. It happened very early in my career, and what ended up happening was my editor who worked on the series with me, David Anthony Kraft, who did a lot of stuff at Marvel in the 70s and 80s and 90s, he knew Stan personally, and so did our mutual friend Jim Salakrup. And so I was able to arrange a meeting with Stan, and it was all for a good cause. It was for a charitable cause, and I had 15 minutes with Stan. And my friend Jim reached out to Stan and said, hey, take care of my buddy. And Stan took care of me. So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. Where can folks find the books?
www.okcomicsonline.com. Another thing they could do is they could just scan this QR code. And that's the easiest way to stay in touch with me because that'll take you to my socials and all that kind of stuff. And, yeah. You can stay in touch with me that way.
Okay, cool. One final question. Yeah. I haven't been in Chicago in a while. If I go back, what do I need to see or do? Oh, I stumped you on this one, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, because there's just so much to do. You know what? Right now, Chicago has the Spider-Man exhibit at the Griffin Science of Museum, at the Museum of Science and Industry, and I just took my kids there, and there's an excellent display of original art over there, and just so much cool Spider-Man memorabilia over there. I highly recommend checking it out if you're in the Chicago area between now and February.
All right.
Yeah.
Henri, thank you very much. It's such a pleasure as well.
Thank you.
Hey folks, we're back here at GalaxyCon. I am standing here with Fabrice.
Fabrice Sapolsky, yeah, that's me.
How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. I love Columbus. Really great show.
Now, are you another Chicago native?
No.
Oh, no.
I'm a Paris, France native.
Really?
I live in New York.
Okay. All right. I won't try to speak any French. I've been Duolingoing it, okay. But...
I'm not going to challenge you on that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good trial by French.
Well, let's talk about some of your wares that you have here at the show.
Yes.
You have a variety of books that Absolutely. You have worked on. So can you maybe pick out a couple that you're very, very, very proud of?
Yes, first, let me tell you something. Indie comics are amazing.
As they are indeed. That's
Absolutely.
I believe that's where the best ideas come from is the indie realm.
You got it. My company's Fair Square Graphics. We're a family, immigrant, and minority-owned publisher of graphic novels and comics. I can show you like three, actually, of the recent releases that we have that are really significant. One is my first illustrated novel. It's called a light novel. It's basically Romeo and Juliet as vampires. It's pretty cool. And I did that with two wonderful ladies, Colleen Douglas, who is a wonderful writer. She's an Afro-Caribbean writer from the UK. And Lisa, who's a Brazilian-Japanese artist. So that is Shakespeare's Vampires. Hyphen, it's a collection of 12 stories of Jewish diversity, real people stories, real life turned into graphic novels. Okay. 12 of them, moving, beautiful, international. You have people from all hues, all sides of the world. Really very proud of Hyphen, a book that I curated with another talent, Julian Valor. And I want to talk about Noir's New Black. Noir's New Black is the best-selling title of my company. We've sold over 7,000 copies of the first volume.
Wow.
And this is the first issue of the second volume that came out recently. And we have amazing black talents. It's noir stories by black creators.
Okay. All right. So where can folks check out your other stuff? Because we're trying to keep this short. We're trying not to create a headache for the shoppers here. But where can folks find where your books are and
on
then
the
social?
Internets.
Of course.
At fairsquaregraphics.com.
All right. Do you
we're
have any?
Show. We are. We're doing over 30 shows every year.
Do you have any social media?
Yes. It's Instagram/fairsquaregraphics or /Fabrice Sapolsky. So, yes. Or Facebook.
All right. Fabrice, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I'm going to interrupt my conversations for just one moment to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. They are your one-stop shop for all your comic-related needs. They've got single issues, graphic novels, collections, toys, comic book supplies, hundreds and hundreds of back issues. You name it, they got it for your fandom. So you definitely need to check them out. And you can do that in person by stopping by the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you can also find them online. WGComics.com is their web address. And they're pretty active on the Facebook page. Just search for @WGComics.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. John Orlando here with Steve Orlando. We're not related.
No, that we know of.
That's true. Who?
Call Maury.
Somebody call Maury. Anyways, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
How's the show treating you?
Show is good. It's my fourth year at Columbus GalaxyCon, and it's a great way to end the year every year. So.
Okay, cool, excellent. Well, let's talk about some of your credentials and some of the things that you've worked on in the past. How did you get wrapped up with the Midnighter project?
I mean, I had been networking and making connections to the business for 20 years prior to that. I started going to conventions, learning the business, trying to get work when I was 12 years old. And the thing about that is breaking into anything in the entertainment industry is right place, right time, plus talent. So with Midnighter, I had known people at DC for a long time. However, that's not always enough, and not even having other published work is always enough. I had done a series at Image, I'd worked at Vertigo back when that existed, but I happened to be in the offices around the time that they had just launched The Batgirl of Burnside.
Okay.
And that sort of substantial perspective and sort of storytelling pivot meant that they were looking for what other characters that might be a fit for. So that's how you saw me end up on Midnighter, because they said, what would you do this with? Midnighter was my answer. Of course, I still had to write a pitch and convince them and all those things. But that's how you saw things like that. That's how you saw Omega Man with Tom King. All sort of because of the success of what was seen as a relatively radical shift with The Batgirl of Burnside.
You know what? You mentioned somebody I was going to ask about. How is it working with Tom King?
I mean, Tom and I get along really well. We actually got in on the same sort of initiative of annuals. I was in Strange Adventures at Vertigo. Tom was in Time Warp. So we've always just got, obviously he's way up here, and I am not way up here yet, but I love Tom. He's always been very supportive. And he has a laser-focused understanding of the story he wants to tell, which I think is always very impressive, and it's an asset.
Okay. What books are you most, or what characters are you most proud that you've worked on?
My favorite thing I've ever done is Martian Manhunter at DC Comics with Riley Rossmo, so I would have to say that. I did the Batman Shadow crossover, and the Shadow is my favorite character in fiction. coincidentally also with Riley. So I have to say that at Marvel, I mean, look, I love doing the 2099 stuff. I was right in the age group where that was just the coolest shit, right?
Yep.
So to be the one to get asked to work on the 30th anniversary was super exciting for me. And then now we're doing, I mean, this will be my sixth miniseries that's coming out in December of this year. So it's got to be the 2099 stuff. It's one of those moments where, you know, other than Peter, God rest him, who did amazing work, I've really been lucky enough to be guiding the ship for a while and building it outward and upward. To me, that's what a book about the future of Marvel has to be about.
So where can folks find you online?
Online, I am on Blue Sky at the Steve Orlando, and you'll find me on Instagram at under the same name as well.
Okay. Hey, thanks for sitting down here, or standing here, one of the two, standing here, talking to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. It's absolutely my pleasure.
All right. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to be standing here with Mr. Brian O'Halloran. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing good. Wow, you have ladies and gentlemen watching this?
There's something wrong with our feed. Okay. Well, that's all I'll say. Okay. But nonetheless, how's things here at GalaxyCon?
GalaxyCon, I've been doing quite a few of them over the years, and GalaxyCon is some of the best productions that go on here. Great guests, great vendors, great authors, great comic book guys. So Columbus, you can't go wrong with Columbus. You got four universities in town. You have one of the best, you know, places to have food and stuff. So Columbus always turns out.
Excellent. I want to ask you about a role of yours that I'm sure maybe many people don't talk about.
Which is
Will from the movie Vulgar.
Yeah.
I thought you did a very good job of portraying Will's turmoil and whatnot in the film. So how did you prepare for that role?
So Will Carlson is a character I played in a movie called Vulgar, written, directed, and co-starred. Kevin's good friend, Brian Johnson. You may know him from the Tell Him Steve Dave podcast, also known from the Comic Book Men TV series on AMC. So studying for that role, a young man who's a party clown for kids, who's not making enough money, so he decides to be a party clown for adults, and his first gig goes horribly wrong and kind of gets assaulted. I'm not going to spoil it for people, but in studying for that role, I studied people who've been assaulted before and the ramifications that happen afterwards, and the feelings of guilt and the feelings of, you know, fear afterwards stuff. So I did some case studies that I found, and then the rest of it was just tapping into what might be the pain that someone would feel after something like that.
Do you have any upcoming projects? I know you're heavily into producing now as well as acting. Do you have any projects coming down the pike, so to speak?
Yeah, I'm currently producing and directing a documentary about a paleontologist who just made this really incredible discovery recently out in Montana. So we were out in Montana at this dig site watching him and his crew work on this find that they're working on, and they haven't released it to the press yet or to the you know, people out there in the science community just yet, to make sure until they know exactly what they have. So a friend of mine is a good friend of his, and they asked me to come out and with crew and document that whole process. So that's what I'm working on at the current moment. But we also have a TV show called Heavy Hitters. We've done two seasons of it that we filmed. We've yet to release that. It's about young men who get recruited by Major League Baseball
from
high school, and you're following these six different families who have kids in various parts of the country, and even some in the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, who get recruited and scouted. And so I play the father of the star catcher that everybody's trying to draft. So hopefully Heavy Hitters comes out next year, either on Major League Baseball's network, or we might try to get it on Netflix. And then hopefully we do another Jay and Silent Bob movie next year. That's what I've been given the heads up by Kevin a couple of months ago about. And we'll see where we go from there. I just recently had a cameo on the Cartoon Network show Smiling Friends, if anybody's a fan of that. I was just on season 3, episode 7 of that. And earlier this year, I was on the competition show The Floor.
So if I may ask just two more questions here real quick. First one, what legacy do you think the character of Dante has in pop culture?
I think the legacy that Dante has, I mean, Kevin wrote Dante pretty much based on his own life. Like, Kevin wrote Dante as the clerk he is, while Randall was the clerk he wished he could be. It's like the good and bad of what Kevin's personality is. But I think Kevin wrote I believe Kevin has a love for Dante and Randall in that aspect, that Dante is the guy just trying to get by with doing the best he can and trying to be true to himself, but also just not rock the boat, so to speak. You know, he says in the movie, you know, either poop or get off the pot. And here it is, you know, he goes through this entire cycle of life where heartache happens and he lost. Meanwhile, the very first movie, he's directionless, overeducated, underemployed, not knowing what he wants. The second movie, here they were thinking their life is flashing before them. They're in their 30s. And then finally in Clerks 3, here they are in the late 40s, early 50s, going like, man, what have I done with my life? So it's a good arc of a story for both Dante and Randall, and Jane Silent Bob for that matter. And the fact that we were able to bring our audience along for that ride for 30 some odd years is a testament for him as a filmmaker and a writer, but also us as these people portraying these characters and showing you, you know, how life can be.
Okay, final question. How many times this weekend has somebody tried to give you their screenplay?
None.
Oh, okay.
None. I don't think people come here to give a screenplay, to be honest with you. I think they love to go, look, remember that time you were in that movie and you said that you weren't supposed to be here today? 37 in a row? Hey, try not to suck any on the way through the parking lot. You know, you get a lot of that here.
Okay. Where can folks find you on the internet?
Brian C., as in Christopher, Brian C. O'Halloran on Instagram, Brian C. O'Halloran on X, the Brian C. O'Halloran on Facebook.
All right. Thank you very much for chatting with me. I appreciate it.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversations from GalaxyCon. And I hope you enjoyed those conversations, and you can let me know one way or the other. And let me run down where you can get in touch with me. First of all, I still am on Twitter. At PVDMVP is my Twitter handle. You could drop me a line over on the Facebook, Instagram, or Threads accounts. At PVDcast. And if you want, you can shoot me an email if you like. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com is the email address. So maybe you want to let some folks know about the show and where they can hear it. Well, there's a couple different avenues for that as well. First off, PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly, and probably the best place to get every single new episode. But of course, the PVDcast is available through all those podcasting outlets and apps. All you have to do is go to your favorite outlet or app, put in PVDcast, sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And while we're talking about those apps and outlets, make sure that you, of course, rate and review, because that helps me out in the algorithm. And while you're doing that, you might as well just subscribe so that you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. Well, there's one final way in which you can hear this fantastic show, and that is, of course, every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do a live broadcast through the Facebook page, and that's at PVDcast once more. So there you go, three avenues for checking out the show, pvdcast.com, through your favorite podcasting outlet or app, and of course, Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time through the Facebook page. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to thank you very much for checking out the episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous. Stay independent and stay safe and healthy. Presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2020.